You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Through Christ, we are more than conquerors. Discover faith that conquers in week 3 of Dare to Believe.
We are in our third week of our series, and we call that Dare to Believe. And 2 weeks ago, pinag-usapan po natin faith to be delivered, and we talked about the King Jehoshaphat. Again, he faced 3 kings, and again, si ang Panginoon po ang tumulong sa kanya. It was an impossible war, a battle, if you may, to conquer, but yet, because of the Lord's grace, because of the Lord's help, he was able to win the battle. And then last week, pinag-usapan po natin faith to declare, and we talked about the life of Joshua. Joshua had the audacity to pray and believe God based on God's word, not because of him positive thinking or because of him na ito yung sasabihin ko, ito yung mangyayari, but he based his faith on the word of God. That is why he said, he asked God, and sabi niya po sa araw, "Son, okay, son, stand still." Iniling niya po sa Panginoon na tumigil po ang araw. In fact, hindi naman po talaga gumagalaw ang araw, but God prolonged the day. Okay? Para po totally ma-defeat po ni Joshua. Of course, not really Joshua, but God himself defeated the enemies of the Israelites. And sinabi po natin that we need to declare. We need to claim God's promise, and we need to be audacious in asking God. You know, don't just settle for something that if parang, "Lord, ito lang yung hihingin ko, mukhang ito lang naman yung nakakaya naman kung masyadong malaki." Okay, again, sinabi po natin last Sunday, you know, there's nothing too big. Okay, God is never intimidated by the bigness of our prayers. Kaya nga po, ang as small as pag nagpa-park po tayo dito, okay, you know, just be audacious and ask God, "Lord, thank you for your grace that I can find a parking right spot." You know, it's not, you know, hindi po tayo mahihiya lumapit sa Panginoon. Just as small as that, okay, makikita po natin, because we are taking God's word, then God is faithful and He will give us what He promised, okay? At ngayon po, pag-uusapan po natin, again, dare to believe, faith to conquer, okay? Can you say that with me? Faith to conquer. And as we talk about this, I believe that the Lord has a message for all of us. You know, when I was studying this yesterday and this morning, I'm so excited that the Lord will speak to every one of us, because I'm pretty much sure that, you know, most of us, again, if not all, we are in a situation that probably we need to overcome, we need to conquer, we need to win the battle. That might be, you know, in your emotion, you need to win that battle. Or probably that might be finances. You need to win and you need to conquer. You need to overcome that battle. And the Lord, I believe, has the word for all of us here today. And He wants to change our perspective. He wants to change our hearts right this very afternoon. Again, as we talk about the life of Caleb today, we're going to be talking about the life of Caleb. If you remember, you know, after the Israelites went out of Egypt, then Moses, God gave Moses a promise that they will possess a land, a promised land. And then, I'm just giving you a background para po masundan natin, okay? And then 12 spies, Moses sent 12 spies, okay, to scout the land. And only 2 of them gave a good report. But the rest, yung 10 spies po, as in sinabi po nila, "We cannot conquer this land. This is too huge, this is too big for us, and we cannot defeat them." But the 2, that is Joshua and Caleb, really gave a good report to Moses. At yun po ang take-off natin, pag-uusapan natin. I want to read from Joshua chapter 14. We're going to be reading from verse 6 to 9, but later on, pag-uusapan pa po natin yung latter verse nito. But let me just read it for all of us, then we're going to pray. It says here, "Now the men of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, said to him, 'You know what the Lord said to Moses, the man of God at Kadesh Barnea, about you and me.' And then in verse 7, 'I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land. And I brought him back a report according to my convictions. In ESV, in translation po sa English Standard Version, sabi niya po, I gave him this report as it is in my heart. Ibig po sabihin, binigay niya po yung good report kay Moses that it is possible for us to conquer this land. Nothing is too impossible with God. Okay? Kaya po, it was in his heart. And then in verse 8, but my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. You know, I would like to let you know that all of us here, I believe that at one point or another, dumating po tayo sa point na meron po tayong takot. Tama po ba? Yung mga estudyante dito, natatakot pagka-exam. Okay? At ang mga single professional, natatakot ka ilang taon na ngayon. Okay? But all of us here, we experience this. I, however, followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. Can you say that with me? Wholeheartedly. And then in verse 9, so on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever because you have followed the Lord, my God, once again, wholeheartedly. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your word. Thank you, Lord God, for your word is like a sword. Lord, it will penetrate even the dividing soul, Lord God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, because your word has the power to change even the heart that is so hard. Lord, right now, Lord, I pray, God, that you would open our hearts, Lord, that we may receive from you. Lord, we ask you, Holy Spirit, to fill this place and build our faith, Lord God. Give us, Lord God, the audacious faith, Lord God, to believe that nothing is impossible with you, that your sons and daughters, Lord God, will be able to conquer and will be able to claim what you promised to all of us, Lord God. That is why today, Lord God, we put our faith and trust in you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, just a background, ito pong story na to, the story of Caleb, really came from, if you are reading your Bible in Numbers chapter 13, when Moses, sabi pong ganun ni Moses sa mga leaders ng bawat tribe, and two of them was Joshua and Caleb, and there were 12 of them to spy the land, okay, yung promised land po. Then sabi pong ganun ni Moses, okay, this is the time that we're gonna take and we're gonna conquer what God promised us. Kasi nasa slavery po sila sa Egypt, and then inalis po sila ng Panginoon doon, and then tinawid po sila all throughout the wilderness, at this is the time that they are about to conquer what the Lord promised them. But the problem was, those 10 spies gave a bad report. They said, you know, the land is indeed fruitful. In fact, it is rich in honey. You know, everything that you want, everything that you need is right there in that land. But, it says there in Numbers chapter 11 in verse 24, but, they are so big, they are giants, and we cannot win the battle against them. We cannot conquer them. And then, here is Joshua, and particularly Caleb, stood up, silenced the people, and he said, Caleb said, we will definitely conquer this land. Now, we need to realize that, you know, the problem is, God made a promise to all of us, but sometimes because of wrong perspective, because of fear, and it paralyzes us, the reason why we can't move any further, kaya po, nandun na lang po tayo, nagsesettle na lang po tayo. But not Caleb. In fact, sabi pong ganun sa Bible na binasa natin, he was 40 years old when Moses gave a word to him that you're gonna conquer this land. And now, sabi pong ganon in Joshua chapter 14, now I am 85 years old. How many of you believe that he's facing a big giant by himself? 85 years old is probably in our time today is old enough. Okay? And probably, pero sabi pong ganon sa Bible, if we're going to continue reading that, I was as vigorous, as strong as I was 40 years ago. Okay? Ibig po sabihin niya, 85 years old ako, after 45 years when he received that promise, he's still excited to claim and to overcome and to conquer the battle. And just to let you know, yung hinihingi po ni Caleb during that time was Hebron. Ang Hebron po, it's about 3,000 feet above sea level. It means to say, when you are going to battle, it is not wise for you to fight those giants, especially po nasa taas. Because it would be hard for you to conquer it. But in that time, yung Hebron po, about 3,000 feet above sea level, at yung mga nakatira po doon, they were huge. They were giants. But nevertheless, audacious faith, again, Caleb, he said, I'm going to conquer this land. Moses, give me this land. Joshua, just like Moses said, you were there when Moses told me that I'm going to have this land. Now, I'm going to take it. Because he knew that he had this word from the Lord. But the problem is right now for all of us, yes, that might be Caleb, okay? How would you tell me that that story fits in my life right now? You know, the truth is, all of us here, we have a promise from God. Now, the problem is what stops us from claiming our promise? Ano po ang pumipigil sa atin para po i-claim natin yung promise na yon? Because the problem is, yes, we know that we have a promise, but the problem lies we cannot take and we cannot possess that promise. We are contented with having the promise. We're not really sure, am I going to take that? Am I going to possess that or claim that promise? Because we are like sometimes those 10 spies. We are afraid. We cannot do it. We cannot overcome. But again, the question is, what stops us from claiming our promise? And we're going to learn, three important lessons from the life of Caleb. As he entered and as he claimed what God promised him and possessed as his inheritance. Unang-una po sa lahat, I believe that what stops us from claiming the promise. Yes, we have a promise, but possessing it is another problem for us. First of all, we have a wrong perspective. The reason why we cannot claim and conquer and overcome is that we have a wrong perspective. Just like those 10 spies. Yung 10 spies po, iisa lang po ang nakita nila. Out of the 12, nakita po ng 10 at ni Joshua and ni Caleb that the land was so rich in honey, you know, it was so progressive, you know, pag tumira sila doon as in magiging maganda ang buhay nila. But those 10 had a wrong perspective. Surely we cannot conquer this land because of wrong perspective, or we have a wrong view of what the Word of God tells us. Sabi pong ganun sa verse 7, I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back a report according to my convictions. Now the question is, what would you do? Listen to this. What would you do if what you see is not something what God has promised you? Ano po ang gagawin natin kung ang nakikita natin is not something that God promised me? This is the reality. This is the fact. But you know that you have a promise from the Lord. What would you do if the preacher preaches about blessings when you go home, you don't really see blessings? What would you do when the preacher preaches about peace, but when you go home, you don't see peace? It's all about war. It's all about anger and hatred and hostility. What would you do when what you see is not something what God promised you? Ano po ang gagawin natin? Will we give up? Even though you know that the Lord is our peace, the Lord is our protection, will we give up? Because sasabihin po natin, this is the reality. The reality is, madami akong utang. Alam mo po yung takot na takot ka sa pag dumarating po yung credit card billing? Mas takot ka pa sa katapusan ng buwan kaysa sa katapusan ng mundo? Kasi pag nakikita mo yung katapusan ng buwan, ako, magbabayad na naman ako. But what would you do if what you see is the reality, but somehow, nadadivert po yung attention natin kung ano po yung pinramis talaga ng Panginoon sa atin. And that is what happened dun po sa 10 spies. Okay? Kung babalikan po natin yung Numbers chapter 13, verse 27 to 28. Sabi po dito, they gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, Moses, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. Dinala po nila, nagdala pa po sila. In fact, because of that is the land of a giant, siguro po yung mga grapes po nun, kasi nilalaki po ng pakuan siguro. Ganun po kayaman yung lupa na yon. Okay? Now, sabi pong ganun, it does flow with milk and honey. But wait till you see the next verse. But, can you say but? But, the people who live there are powerful. And the cities are fortified and very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there. Anak pa lang po ito. Paano pa po yung mga tatay? Okay? Ganun po kahigante itong mga taong ito. Yes, they know that God promised it to them. But what they see is like a Hebron to them. And Caleb at this time, when he approached Joshua to claim what God promised him, he's about to take Hebron. And that is not an easy task for Caleb and his family and his people. Because Hebron is so powerful. But you know, most of the time, we have a wrong perspective. Is that because we just see fear instead of faith. Again, like what I said, fear paralyzes us. Alam niyo po, pag meron po takot ng tao, hindi ka makapag-isip ng tama, hindi mo magawa kung ano yung tama. You know, pag may takot ka, ano ba mangyayari sa amin? Naku, yung pamilya, naku, na-aksidente na yata. Naku, alam mo yung pag-aalis ka, takot na takot ka. Naku, lahat na lang inaalala natin. We have fear. But the problem lies when we have, you know, these people, ito pong 10 spies, they saw ito pong promised land with fear. Pero si Caleb po, he saw the promised land with faith in his heart. Kaya nga po sabi sa Bible, why? Because he wholeheartedly follow the Lord. You know, the reason what stops us from claiming the promise, you know, the blessings sa buhay po natin is because we have a wrong perspective. You know, probably God promised that God would restore your relationship. Probably you're a husband. And God promised, sabi pong ganun sa Bible, that what God joined together, let no man separate. But the reality is, what you see, the reality is, it's not gonna work anymore. That is why I'm not gonna claim that promise. Yes, I know that I have a promise, but I'm not gonna possess it. That is why right now, you are just contented of what you have. Lord, okay lang, kahit na sa iba siya natutulog, ako nandito, kasama niya yung mga anak niya, o kasama ko yung mga anak ko, at least kasama ko pa yung mga anak ko, kahit na siya wala. Is that really the promise of the Lord? But once we understand that we need to have the right perspective, right faith in God, Lord, I know that I'm gonna claim this. Maaaring yung iba po sa atin, sinasabi natin yung mga anak natin, wala talaga suwail tong anak ko nito. Talaga nabuhay na, naging addict na yung anak ko. And now you're a parent, you're about to give up because you have a wrong perspective, you know, he's not gonna win this battle. Therefore, I'm not gonna win this battle also for him. That is why we are contented, Lord, bahala ka na po sa buhay niya. Of course, the Lord will take care of your son or your daughter. But you need to possess because the enemy is out there trying to claim what is not rightfully his. And that probably is your son. But what are we doing? Probably because we have a wrong perspective, just like those 10 spies. We have a wrong perspective, but just like Caleb, he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. You know, it didn't stop him, you know, from claiming that promise because he knew I have a word from the Lord 45 years ago. But what he's saying right here in this scripture is that Lord, hindi ko nakakalimutan yung pangako mo. In fact, this is the time, Lord, I'm 85 years old, but Lord, kung ano yung lakas ko nung kabataan ko, ganun pa rin ang lakas ko. And I'm gonna take this Hebron. Now the question is, what is your Hebron today? What is that thing that you need to conquer, that you need to win and overcome? What is our Hebrons today? Probably that is addiction. You cannot overcome addiction. You cannot overcome gambling. You cannot overcome lust. Why? Because you have a wrong perspective. Ganito na talaga ako. But we need to have faith in the Lord that the Lord will deliver us, will help us to overcome and win this battle and conquer, just like Caleb. What stops us from claiming the promise is, first of all, is because we have a wrong perspective. But Caleb, he has this audacity, that audacious faith to believe, because he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. That's what the scripture tells us. And not just that, the reason why, we cannot claim and we cannot possess God's promise, simply because probably victory is not usually obvious. It's not always obvious. The reason why we would choose to stop and not continue and move on, who knows? Probably tomorrow is your breakthrough. Probably after nito is your breakthrough. But that's the problem, lies there. We cannot see victory. Kaya nga po, sa basketball po, even ang pinakamagaling pong team ngayon na Golden State Warriors, victory is not always obvious. Imagine, tinatalo po sila ng mga underdog. Okay? Kung Golden State fan ka dito, I'm with you. But the problem is, you don't see victory yet. Tama po ba? Meron po ba dito na, alam mo yun, may basketball, pinapanood ka, alam mo naman magaling, pero sabi po nila, ang bola bilog. Okay? You would never know. But the problem is, kaya po nag-i-stop na tayo to claim, because we think victory is not always obvious. Hindi po laging obvious. Okay? And in fact, sabi pong ganun sa verse 8, "But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly." You know, the victory is not always obvious. And, you know, if you, marami po ngayon taon na to, marami po, every year, actually, at the start of the year, mga January, Feb, March, marami pong tao na pumupunta po ng gym. Marami pong gusto nga pumayat. Marami pong gusto maging healthy. But the problem is, malaki po yung statistics. Sabi pong gano'n, tumataas po talaga yung sales ng mga gym pagka first quarter ng taon. Pero pagtuntong daw po ng mga April, minsan ang mga tao, grabe, hindi ko naman makita, meron bang improvement? So nawawalan na po ng gana ang tao. Because victory is not always obvious. You know, all the more, pag nakikita mo, grabe, pag, alam mo, minsan, di ba, pag nakapag-gym ka ng isang beses, dalawang beses, feeling mo, machong-macho ka na, titingin ka na lagi sa salamin, talaga mag-flex-flex ka na, di ba? So, minsan, ganun po. Pero minsan, parang, ang tagal ah, hindi ko makita. And then, you started to, you know, slow down a bit. And then, all of a sudden, you will see yourself not doing it anymore. Because victory is not obvious. It's not always obvious. Parang si Caleb po. You know, Caleb, when he said to Joshua, you know, "I'm gonna take Hebron." But that is 3,000 feet above sea level. And he can't see kung sino po yung mga kaaway niya doon, kalaban niya. And that's beside the fact that he is 85 years old that time. Ibig po sabihin, hindi po talaga nakikita ni Caleb ang victory. But his heart, because of his faith in God, he already sees victory. Even though what he sees right now, grabe, hindi ko alam kung ano yung madadatnan namin dyan. But one thing I know, we're gonna win this battle. We're gonna conquer this battle. Victory is not always obvious. Now the question is, would you give up? Probably the victory that you need is forgiveness. Why will I forgive this person if he doesn't give back the favor to me? He keeps on hurting me. This person keeps on offending me. Probably that is one thing that you need to conquer, that bitterness. Probably that is one thing that you need to have victory. Or until now, it's been years. But until now, when you see her, when you see him, I don't want to go to church because nakikita ko siya dito eh. Ayoko na lang magsalita, pero pagka nakikita ko sa Facebook tong tao na to, sumasama ang loob ko. And victory is not always obvious if you're not gonna take a small step of faith. Lord, just like Caleb, he wholeheartedly followed the Lord. Lord, even if it hurts, I will follow you. Victory is not obvious. But Lord, I know one day I'm going to be right there. I'm going to take control of my Hebron by your grace. And one step at a time, I'm going to be there. I will continue to walk. I will continue to climb. If I'm tired forgiving this person, if it takes for me to crawl, I'm going to crawl. Just to be there. Because I will wholeheartedly follow you. Yes, I know victory is not always obvious, Lord. Yes, I know that, Lord, I cannot win this battle. Lord, probably, Lord, kahit na ano sabihin sa akin, hindi ko talaga mapagtagumpayan to. Lord, gusto ko pa rin nagsusugal. Gusto ko pa rin umiinom. Victory is not always obvious. But when you put your faith in God, Lord, one step at a time, I know, even if it takes for me to walk and climb that Hebron, I'm not going to stop. Even I will crawl, because I know that you are my victory. I'm going to have victory on this. You know, if you are a fan of a racing car, a NASCAR, if you are familiar with that, I love watching po, given a chance ng mga racing po ng kotse. You know, before po ng last lap, alam nyo po yung last lap, yung checkered po yung win-a-wave. Diba? Pag last lap po, pag finish na po, checkered po, black and white. But before that last lap, that finish yung flag po na yon, a man would wave white flag. That signifies one last lap for you to finish the race. And you know, the problem is life doesn't tells us how much longer do I need to wait. Life doesn't tells us that, you know, just one more step and you're right there and you're going to conquer. You're going to win the battle. You're going to have breakthrough. Just one more lap. Life doesn't tell us that. Hindi po sasabihin sa atin yon. But sometimes, it is us who wave white flags. And we will tell God, Lord, I surrender. It's not for me. I cannot win this battle. I cannot overcome. I cannot conquer. Lord, itataas ko na yung white flag. Suko na ako. But what if you are like Caleb? Lord, as I wholeheartedly follow you, I know that I'm going to take my Hebron, I'm going to take and I'm going to win and I'm going to overcome. Would you stop? You know you have a promise. Would you stop right now and not claim it? And you would just allow the enemy, the devil himself, you know, just to put you down at sasabihin mo sa demonyo, you won. I can't move on anymore. Or would you let God finish the race for you and conquer that victory in your life, in your family, or probably in your emotions? You know, probably some of you here, you are confused. Would you let God finish? Or would you wave the flag? Lord, magsuko na ako. I hope that we will have this spirit of Caleb. Lord, I'm gonna take this Hebron. I'm gonna win this battle. Lord, I'm gonna overcome this. Lord, I'm gonna have breakthrough. Lord, yung mga dating negosyo ko, maaaring hindi nag-prosper, but Lord, I'm gonna still put my trust and faith in you. Lord, this year, I'm gonna take what is rightfully mine because that is your word. That stops us. Victory is not always obvious. But you know in your heart that victory is in Jesus Christ Himself. Not just that, one last quick, the reason what stops us to conquer, because sometimes or most of the time we are double-minded. Nagdadalawang isip po tayo. Alam mo, may pangako ang Panginoon, pero nagdadalawang isip ka, Lord, totoo ba? Kaya pa ba? 45 years. Si Caleb, 45 years. Think about this. Imagine for 45 years, sabi mo, maaaring ikaw, tagal-tagal mo na naghihintay. Lord, mag-aasawa pa ba ako? Sasabihin ni Lord sa'yo, huwag kang mag-alala, anak. Ipingin ng anak na kanina yung mapapangasawa mo. 45 years. But nothing is impossible with God. But sometimes we are double-minded. Lord, kaya pa ba? I've been praying. I've been a Christian for 10, 20 years. But right now, I don't see. It says here, so on that day, Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance and that of your children forever. And you know, I love this. It's not just me, it's not just my wife who will take inheritance from the Lord, but even my children. I'm excited with this. You know, the Lord not just made a promise to me and to my wife, but the Lord made a promise to my children and to my children's children. They will take, they will possess inheritance. They're going to be successful. They're going to overcome. Because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. Now, I want you to take note of that word. Because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly. Hindi ka nagdalawang isip, Caleb. Binigay mo ang buong puso mo sa Panginoon. Not 99.9%, but 100%, you are fully devoted to my God. That's what Joshua, Moses said. And then in verse 12, now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But, every time you see the word but, something's about to happen. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out just as He said. You know your problems right now, that might be too big for you, but the Lord's telling you that He's going to drive it out. The problem is, are you willing to take and possess what God promised you? Will you wholeheartedly follow Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Don't be double-minded. If God made you, gave you a promise, don't be double-minded that, Lord, talaga ba? Ito po ang sabing ganun sa James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8. Listen to this. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. And then in verse 7, that man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. Because he's a double-minded man. Kung nagdadalawang isip ka, na totoo ba, kaya pa ni Lord? Kaya pa ba kaming pagsamahin ng asawa ko? Lord, totoo ba? Kaya pa bang gumaling to sakit na to? Totoo ba? That man should not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man. Unstable in all he does. You know, if you believe God can heal you, God can provide for you, God can protect you, God can restore your relationship, God can heal even that mindset. Don't be double-minded man. Believe and trust in the Lord wholeheartedly. You know, I believe the Lord's message is so clear for all of us. You know, God has a promise to each one of us here. But the problem is, there's the devil trying to stop you and me to claim and possess and overcome that promise. That's why we are stuck. We're not moving. But this time, let us put our trust and faith in the Lord wholeheartedly, just like Caleb. Because we know we are not marching for victory. We are marching from victory. What Christ has done for you and me, that is why we have the confidence to overcome. We can conquer because of God's victory, not on our own capability. Hindi po dahil sa magaling tayo at kaya natin, but it is only God who can conquer whatever we have right now in our hearts. You know, as I close, let me just read this scripture for the last time. You know, the greatest conquest that happened in human history was when God, in His love for us, came here on earth, become man like us. You know, He healed the sick, the deaf hear, the mute speak, the lame walk. He provided food for people. And yet, people did not believe in Him. Hindi po naniwala sa Kanya. What happened was, they crucified Him, they bruised Him to death, they tortured Him, they hanged Him on that cross. And the devil was laughing at that time. He thought that he's winning the battle. He never realized that after 3 days, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, will rise from the dead, proving that He is the Son of God. Therefore, He had this victory, and now I have this victory as well. That's what the scripture tells us. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. And then, but thanks be to God, He gives us what? The victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Can you say amen? Our labor in the Lord. Come on, let's give God a big, big hand. Our labor in the Lord is not in vain. God's faithful. Can we just all lift our hands to God? Let's worship God. Lord, we thank You for Your word. We thank You, Lord God, because You are our victory. And right now, Lord God, we put our faith, we put our trust in You, Lord God. Thank You, Jesus. Some of you here, you're losing hope. Some of you here, you're about to wave your white flag. You're about to tell God, Lord, that's it for me. But you know why you are stressful? You know why you are striving? Because you thought it's all about you. You can do it by yourself. You never realize that it is always God who can bring you right onto your promised land. But you got to let Him take control of your situation right now. With no one's looking around, you know, this is a private moment for some of you here, for some of us here. It's between you and God. You know, that's you. Probably you're losing hope, Lord. You know, your relationship naming family, it's not really okay. I would like to show na it's okay, but in reality, it's not. You know, somehow you're losing hope. Lord, magkakaayos pa ba kami ng kapatid ko? Magkakaayos pa ba kami ng nanay ko? Magkakaayos pa ba kami, Lord, ng pamilya? You know, I can't see. It's not obvious. Probably some of you here, Lord, hindi ko talaga alam kung, Lord, if I'm gonna be successful, Lord, hindi, ang dami ko nang ginawang trabaho, ang dami ko nang nagpalipat-lipat ako, Lord, ano ba talaga yung purpose mo? Lord, I don't know what to do right now. For some of you here, you need victory. You feel like you're hopeless. Lord, bakit hindi ko mapagtagumpayan tong bisyo na to? Lord, until now, I'm struggling with these vices, Lord. Ang mga bisyo na to sa buhay ko. Lord, would You help me? You know, If that's you, sa lahat po ng mga nasabi ko, na-mention ko, but you know, probably, wala pa, hindi ko pa na-mention in your situation, but you know in your heart that you need, you know that God made a promise to you that you can overcome this, that you're about to receive your breakthrough. Don't lose your hope. If that's you, would you raise up your hand? I want to pray for you. I want to stand with you in faith and prayer all across this place. You know, don't be embarrassed. You don't have to be ashamed. You know, it's all of us. That includes me. Probably God still wants to heal me. You know, there are things in my life that needs to be submitted and be surrendered so that the Bible is clear, will tell all of us that, you know, we need to wholeheartedly follow the Lord. Lord, you see these hands, Lord. We say, Lord God, we lay down everything to you. Lord, we pray, God, that you would just heal our hearts. If there are unforgiveness that needs to be conquered, if there are bitterness, Lord, that needs to be, Lord God, win over, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would just heal our hearts, Lord. Any hurt, any pain, Lord, I pray, Lord God, that you would even help us, Lord God, to go to claim our promised land, Lord God, that victory, that breakthrough financially. Lord, I pray, God, that this year, Lord God, will be a year of abundance, a year of prosperity. Lord, in my family, Lord God, I claim it, Lord God. I rebuke, Lord. I cancel any plans, any works of the devil, Lord. I believe in my heart that it is you who is my Lord and my Savior, who is my provider, God. That's why right now, Lord God, I pray, God, that you would just bless the works of our hands, Lord God. Make it successful, Lord God, so we could be a blessing even to people, Lord. God, I thank you, Jesus, that right now we are claiming, we have a promise, Lord. Right now, it's right, Lord, it's right for us to possess what you have given us, Lord God. And thank you for the victory. Thank you, Lord God, because we will base our success because of what you have done on the cross, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for the promise. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you for listening to one of our podcasts. We hope it blesses and inspires you to honor God and make disciples. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app for free on the iTunes Store or Google Play. If you would like to share a story of God's faithfulness in your life, please visit victory.org.ph/mystory.